Shady Grove's premier, okay, only, antique store sat in the middle of Main Street, the perfect place to watch the town wake up. The early morning rays combined with that hush you never found later in the day gave everything a magical feel. Of course, inside the store, I stood in the presence of actual magic. My boss, Olive, reads objects to find their true owner. People who shopped here wound up uniquely satisfied with their purchases. Olive hired me after discovering that I, too, possessed psychic powers. That came as quite a shock to both of us, believe me. After years of studying science, I wasn't exactly thrilled to embrace the idea that extrasensory powers not only existed, but I had them. Like it or not, they manifested. When I used an object, I sometimes had a vision of a prior user. Over the past year, Olive and I had been working on exploring and controlling my powers. This morning, though, I was on my own. The store had become a well-oiled machine over the years, so opening was a breeze. Other than pulling the cash out of the safe to put it in the register and making sure my coffee cup was full, there wasn't a ton to do until 8 o'clock when the early morning bargain hunters started to arrive. My best friend Rusty knocked on the back door. I let him in, taking in his greasy black hair and the bags under his normally bright blue eyes. "Did you get run over on the way here?"
"Very funny," he said. "I've been up all night on a stakeout."
"Sounds miserable." I gestured to the pot on the back counter. "Do you want some coffee?" He shook his head.
"Nah, let's just do this so I can go home and get some sleep.